Welcome to Database Radio. I'm Bob Zurich, CTO of EnterpriseDB and your host of Database Radio. Today we would like to welcome Judith Hurwitz, who is a well-known analyst and founder of Hurwitz & Associates, an independent business consulting firm. Judith is also co-author of the book Service-Oriented Architecture for Dummies. And as I understand, a new edition is forthcoming this fall. Welcome, Judith.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Glad to have you today. You know, you've been actively engaged in helping many businesses focused on the topic of information management. And I'd like to ask, what are some of the critical business issues facing today's enterprises as they tackle this big, humongous growth in data?
Well, Bob, you bring up a really good point. Organizations have more data than they've ever had before. You might say, well, organizations have always had, you know, mountains of data. I think the difference right now is not just the volume of data, but the forms of data. We get data not just from traditional customer databases, but from our partners' data sources, from information coming over the web from customers, suppliers, and partners, from information that comes from social networking sites that talk about our companies and what they're doing and how I as a customer might feel about them. So there's so many sources of data that it really has exploded.
And I guess a lot of that is probably in the form of unstructured data, as you point out.
Yes, there is so much unstructured data, and there have been many statistics out there that report that as much as 80% of a company's data is actually unstructured. So you put that in perspective with everything else we're dealing with around data, the fact that so much data, it does not have that traditional database format, makes it very challenging for organizations, because that's critical information in truly getting an understanding of your organization.
So let me ask you another question here about, you know, in the context of this data discussion is, you know, what role do you see open source databases playing in the information management landscape, and what do you think is driving their adoption these days?
Well, we're seeing more and more organizations looking to open source databases, not just as a tool to experiment with, but as the foundation of their data management strategy. I think probably the greatest driver for that is that we're sort of out of the era where the open source database was basically dangerous. It was not well documented, it was not well maintained, and you used it at your own risk. Today's open source databases are really professional products managed and run as professional businesses, but they have the added support of a very active, sophisticated community behind them.
I see. Well, you know, as organizations pursue the use of open source databases, you know, what advice do you give organizations that are, you know, kind of exploring or beginning to experiment, as you indicated?
Well, I think my biggest advice is that, you know, all open source databases or technology are not created equal. You can get yourself into a lot of trouble if you just pick up something that, well, it's open source, it must be okay. You really have to do your homework. You have to vet that product as the same as you would any product that you're going to bring into your organization. So what has been fearful in my eyes is a failed product, a failed company that says, I know how we can solve our problems, we will just open source our product, and that therefore we can live another day. Those are dangerous type of open source offerings, because they don't have a strong technical community behind them. They don't have a company that backs it up with support and other resources. So you really do have to do your homework. Then not all of these open source database products are not created equal.
Absolutely. You know, I read your blog often, and you recently introduced your readers of your blog to the topic of anticipation management, as you call it. Can you tell us a little bit more about this subject?
Sure. I think that this is actually, in many ways, it's nothing new. It's really the aspiration of what IT management and business management wants to get out of their data. They want the monthly report that said we sold 10 widgets in 5 states, and that's how we did last month, or we initiated a new marketing campaign and we got a 10% response rate. That's the traditional way we've thought about using that data. But what business management really wants to do is to say, okay, we have all this data about our customers, what they bought before, what they're asking us, what they're sending us email about, what they're blogging to each other about, what they're saying on these different sites where people who form these little communities about our products. What does all this information tell us about what we should be introducing in the future? What products is not just the products they want today, but what are they going to want to buy in 3 years? So if you can use your data sources as a way to anticipate where markets are going, or where your customers are going, or where your competitors are going, and use that as a real planning tool, you will be able to leapfrog the competition. So that's what I mean by anticipation management.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Anticipation management. I guess we should stay tuned to your blog and your company to hear more about your thoughts on this topic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I've got to ask you about your thoughts on cloud computing these days. What you're thinking?
Well, if you think about the evolution of computing as a service, cloud computing, I think if we look historically, we've been in the industry. Many of us have been talking about this ideal of utility computing for at least the last 15 or 20 years. But it was always an ideal, and if we track this back 15, 20 years ago, when we started to have this notion of an application service provider, where we had these big data centers from companies like Exodus that basically provided organizations with what they call ping, power, and pipe. So you create a data center, you say, here, put your applications in, plug in here, and we'll pretend to be your own customized infrastructure. So it's really building on that. I think the difference that we are reaching is if you think about where we've been with software as a service, cloud computing then really has started with that, where you are no longer having applications that you own that are in your own data center. Companies like Salesforce.com, they create a cloud that runs that application for you. You don't have to do the backups. You don't have to do the updates of software. That's handled as a service remotely, and you don't control that. The vendor does. So I think I think we're still early. I think it's going to be a phenomenal transition in technology. I think it will not be without risks because not all clouds will be created equal. So I do think it's going to be very, very important trend.
Well, great observations. Well, we're getting towards the end of Database Radio time here. I wanted to ask if you had any additional words of advice you might have for our listeners with respect to their information management strategies.
Well, I think that information management strategies are more important than ever. If you really think about those assets, they really are the crown jewels of your company. They tell, when used appropriately and managed appropriately, they will tell you everything you need to know about your customers, about your suppliers, and your partners. It really is the keys to the kingdom. So it's not something that, I've got a database, I've got a warehouse, I'm all set. It really is the keys to the kingdom.
I think those are great words of advice. Judith, I really want to take this opportunity to express my personal appreciation for participating in today's Database Radio podcast, and hope we have an opportunity to speak with you again soon about your industry views and perspectives.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. It's been great chatting with you today.
Again, thanks very much. This is Bob Zurich, your host of Database Radio. Thanks for listening, and all the best.